A boost for New York State tourism was launched today in downtown Albany.
Don't we love New York? This is all an expression of loving our state. Whether or not you were born here, it's absolutely beautiful. And what's being done is all a result of our love for New York.
Marky Wilson, Director of International Marketing for the New York State Division of Tourism, was one of many speakers at the Albany Heritage Area Visitors Center, talking up a new program designed to promote heritage tourism upstate. The influence of Dutch culture remains ensconced here, especially in the city of Albany. CEO Jennifer Tosh says she founded the Amsterdam-based Black Heritage Tours to help interpret the history of enslaved peoples in the Netherlands via cultural heritage immersion experiences, connecting transnational history between the Netherlands and New York State. In fact, she notes there is a rich Native American, African, and Dutch heritage up and down the Hudson Valley.
We really spent a lot of time deciding where to start because New Netherland encompasses much more than just Albany County and the Hudson Valley. It goes all the way up to Connecticut and parts of Delaware and Long Island. But we thought this was a great place to begin because it is the state capital and there are so many sites that are right here in the Albany area.
The company says it offers tours of New York's hidden history, intended to inspire and educate whether you're a descendant, educator, student, local, or international traveler. The venture is expected to create jobs and stimulate tourism in Albany and Dutchess counties. Mary Kay Verba is the president of Dutchess County Tourism.
Our visitors today want to know the real story. They want to know the real experience. And if we don't have that to take to the marketplace, then we are really not doing a service to not only ourselves, but our visitors to this region and to this state.
Tosh says the tour crosses over five counties. The core product is 3 days, two nights, with extensions available for people who want to spend more time in the state.
Some of the sites that we visit, I just want to name them. Stephen and Harriet Myers residence, which is an official Underground Railroad site. There's another site that is the first African-American Methodist Episcopalian church that is also part of the Underground Railroad history that we pass by. Cralo State Historic Site, Tenbrook Mansion, Phillipsburg Mansion, the Stennett House, the Dutch Reformed Churches, and I say that plurally because in every county there is a Dutch Reformed Church that is the holder of the archives of black history. The records, many of the archival records that we have are because of the Dutch Reformed Churches have kept the records of the baptisms of the enslaved and free freedom seekers, so very important partners. Old Stone House in Brooklyn, Wyckoff Museum in Brooklyn, Native American sites throughout the region. We also even go to the Morris Jamel Mansion, Schuyler Mansion, which is already mentioned, African burial grounds. There are over five African burial grounds throughout this state that are constantly being remembered and excavated. Just recently, the Schuyler Flats reburial project that was amazing. Unfortunately, I was not here, but we are going there this weekend. We also even, Greta, where's Greta? There she is. We also, this is one of my most exciting moments, is go on a replica of a 17th century, the first ship built in New York State, am I right in saying that, called the Onroost. And we not only board the Onroost, and they have actual cannons from the Amsterdam Admiralty in the Netherlands, we get to ride on the Hudson River for over an hour. This is really exciting because when you're on this ship, you really feel like you're traveling back in time. So I'm really thankful that you're here, Greta, to represent that. Over five counties, including Harlem, Brooklyn, New York City, this is not just a journey, as I say, it's a pilgrimage. We stop at these historic sites and we explore and experience the lived experiences of the Native American, the African, and Dutch families that were here, that intertwined relations, whether they be as enslaved or freedom seekers or the first inhabitants, is so vital. So it doesn't matter if you have this direct connection. You are connected by virtue of being a part of the state and loving New York. So I just want to say that.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.